USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As your 401k plan continues to grow, the Trump administration's trade deals combined with provisions in the National Defense Authorization Act will make 2020 a boom year. That's at least according to White House trade advisor Peter Navarro.
It's going to be a boom year in 2020 for the American economy. I'm looking at growth closer to 3% to 2%. I'm looking at the Dow well over 30,000. I predicted that several months ago, that if we got USMCA and interest rates down, that we'd get over 30,000. It's going to be a great year for America.
President Trump is wishing troops serving overseas a Merry Christmas. The president held a video conference with members of the military from his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. He told them that they make everything possible with their sacrifices. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
An editor at an evangelical Christian newspaper has quit his job rather than align himself with the publication's pro-President Trump stance. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Journalist Nat Nasworth, who has worked for the Christian Post website since 2011 and has sat on the website's editorial board as its politics editor, tweets, quote, "Rather abruptly, I was forced to make the difficult choice to leave the Christian Post. They decided to post an editorial that positions them on Team Trump." He goes on to say, "I cannot be an editor for a publication with that editorial voice." A top editor at another evangelical newspaper, Christianity Today, slammed President Trump last week, calling him immoral and calling for his removal from office.
Leaders from China, Japan, and South Korea are discussing threats from North Korea. Officials met in China after North Korea promised a Christmas gift if the United States sanctions were not lifted. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FTC is urging parents to find out whether any internet-connected smart toys will collect any private personal information from their child. Even though many of us look at toys as harmless, not everyone on the internet has good intentions. Nick Thompson is an editor with Wired.com, and he joins CBS This Morning and has some things you need to look for.
One risk is that if you have, say, a teddy bear that you talk to, those voice files will be stored in the cloud. If they're not stored securely, you could be exposing your kid's private information.
Mm-hmm.
If you have, say, a drone that has a camera in it, then it's video files of your children that could be exposed or could be vulnerable to a hacker. So there are trade-offs. These toys can be awesome,
mm-hmm.
and there can be security risks.
And as far as what a parent needs to remember when giving a tech gift?
Well, you have to consider whether it's a reputable company with real encryption, real privacy policies.
Yeah.
You have to consider the worst case scenario and how you think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're the kind of parent who posts lots of pictures on your kid on Instagram,
yeah.
like maybe you don't worry so much. But if you're the kind of parent who really doesn't want your kid's information out there at all, maybe don't buy them something with a microphone or a camera.
Listen up if you're planning to travel in January. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has why you might want to hold off on booking that trip.
Cheap flights coming in January and February if you're looking to take a trip. Once the new year 2020 arrives, FareCompare.com says some of the cheapest flights offered up in the first 2 months of the year.
Thank you, Robin. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.